Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people who lived long ago. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the New Testament Stories book, published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along and sing the songs with you, too. Last week we talked about a time when Jesus went to the temple in Jerusalem. He watched as people gave money for the church. Many rich people gave a lot of money. A poor widow gave 2 pieces of money called mites. It was not very much money, but it was all the money she had. Jesus saw the widow and told the disciples what she had done. He said the rich people had given a greater amount of money than she had, but they had more to give. The widow had no more money. She gave all that she had. She gave more to God than all the rich people. We also talked about a time when Jesus was on the Mount of Olives. His disciples wanted to ask Jesus some questions. They asked when the wicked would be destroyed. They also wanted to know when Jesus would come again. Jesus told them that before his second coming, false prophets would claim to be the Christ. Many people would follow them. But if his followers obeyed his words, they would not be fooled by the false prophets. They would be saved. Jesus also said that before he comes again, there will be many wars, famines, terrible sicknesses, and earthquakes. Many people will stop helping others and become wicked. The gospel will be preached to the whole world, but many people will not listen. The sun will be darkened, the moon will not shine, and stars will fall from heaven. When Jesus Christ comes again, people will see him coming down from the clouds with power and great glory. He will send his angels to gather the righteous together. We can prepare for the second coming by doing what is right. When we see the signs Jesus promised, we will know that the Savior's coming is near. No one knows exactly when Jesus will come again. If we are prepared, we can be with him.
How could the Father
thank you.
Messias. Live like his son.
How many of you have ever taken a test in school?
Me. I have.
What do you need to do if you want to do well on a test? What do you have to do, Dylan?
Study.
Exactly, you do. Becoming prepared isn't always easy, but if we are, how do we feel when it comes time to take the test? Alicia?
Scared.
You still feel scared a little bit? Okay. Charlotte?
We feel like we'll do well.
Okay. Julia?
I feel confident.
I love that word, confident. Now, imagine that you want to become a great baseball player. What do you need to do so you can be really great? Chloe.
Practice, practice, practice.
That's right. Just like the test, you need to practice so that you can be prepared when the time of the big game comes. Many of the best things in life require preparation and work on our part. That is equally true with the greatest blessings that our Heavenly Father has prepared for us. We must show Him our commitment and love through our actions, and we will in turn be prepared to be with Him once again. When Jesus lived on the earth, He taught the people this lesson by sharing a very important parable. Turn with us to chapter 47, The Ten Virgins, on page 118, and follow along with us as we read.
Jesus told a story about 10 young women who went to a wedding. They waited for the bridegroom to come and let them in.
They did not know what time he would come. The 10 women had oil burning lamps. 5 of the women were wise. They had extra oil with them.
The other 5 women were foolish. They only had the oil that was in their lamps.
The bridegroom did not come out for a long time. The oil in the lamps ran out. The 5 wise women had more oil to put in their lamps.
The 5 foolish women had to go buy more oil. While they were gone, the bridegroom came. He let the 5 wise women into the wedding.
When the 5 foolish women returned, the door was closed. They could not go to the wedding.
Jesus is like the bridegroom in this story. Church members are like the 10 women. When Jesus comes again, some members will be ready.
They will have obeyed God's commandments. Others will not be ready. They will not be able to be with the Savior when He comes again.
In the story Jesus told, where did the 10 young women go? Dylan.
To a wedding.
Right. Who were they waiting for at the wedding? Alicia?
For their bridegroom.
Right, the bridegroom. What did the 10 women carry with them? Julia?
Oil lamps.
Oil lamps. Have you seen an oil lamp before?
No. Yeah,
no?
I
no?
have.
Okay. So they all carried oil burning lamps, right? How many of the 10 women were wise? Charlotte?
5.
5 of them. Why were these 5 women wiser than the other 5 women? Chloe?
They had extra oil with them.
Great. They had extra oil with them. How much extra oil did the 5 foolish women have with them? Alicia?
0.
0. None. They didn't bring any. No wonder they were foolish, right? As the women waited for the bridegroom, what happened to the oil in their lamps? Dylan.
It ran out.
The 5 wise women had extra oil to put in their lamps. But what did the 5 foolish women have to go do? What did they have to go do, Charlotte?
Buy more oil.
Yes, they did.
Saturday is a special day. It's the day we get ready for Sunday. We clean the house and we shop at the store,
so we won't have to work until Monday.
We brush our clothes
and we shine our shoes,
and we call it our in the work day.
Then we
trim our nails and we shampoo our hair
so we can be ready for Sunday.
If you're just joining us, welcome to Scripture Stories, presented by the Mormon Channel. We have been talking about the story of the 10 virgins. What happened when the 5 foolish women were gone buying more oil? Chloe?
The bridegroom came.
When the women returned, where had the 5 wise women gone? Dylan?
They went into the wedding.
Right, they got to go in. How do you think the 5 foolish women felt when they came back and found the door was closed? Alicia?
Sad.
I'll bet. Do you think they felt anything else besides just sad? Dylan?
Mad.
Mad? Mad at who?
Themselves.
Mad at themselves. In this story, Jesus is like the bridegroom. Some of the women were prepared and ready for him, but others were not. Who do you think the 10 women represent? Julia?
Members of the church.
Right, they do. Like the 10 women in the story, some of the church members will be ready when Christ comes, and some will not. What should we be doing to make sure that we are ready? What's something we should be doing, Dylan?
Following the commandments.
Exactly right. Following the commandments. What else, Chloe?
Obeying our parents.
I love it. And then you won't have to be mad at yourself, right? Say, I wish I wouldn't have obeyed my parents.
Yeah.
Right, Charlotte?
Praying.
Praying. What a wonderful thing. Yes.
Preparing.
Preparing. By doing all these things, right? Alicia, did you have any ideas of something we could be doing?
We could be being nice to one another.
We sure could. That would make sure that we were preparing and being ready. Why will others not be able to be with the Savior when he comes again? Chloe?
Because they are not prepared.
Just like the women in this story, we are waiting for Jesus' coming. In a recent episode, we talked about the second coming of the Savior. How do you think you would feel to be righteous and prepared when the Savior comes again? How would you feel, Dylan?
Glad.
Glad. Any other responses?
Happy.
Happy and glad. Alicia?
Grateful.
Oh, grateful. Grateful. Why would you feel grateful?
Because we get to see Jesus.
Why would you feel happy, Charlotte?
Because I get to be with him.
Right. And Dylan, why would you feel so glad?
I'd be so glad because I have been prepared.
Right. That's great.
Jesus taught.
The Savior taught us the parable of the 10 virgins so that we can ask ourselves a very important question. Which one of the virgins would I be? Would I be among the 5 wise, or would I be among the 5 who were unprepared? Our lives are filled with opportunities to make sure that we are found among those who are prepared. If we are righteous and we turn to the Savior in our lives, we will be ready when the time comes to live with our Heavenly Father once again. We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all He has taught us. And I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Next week, we'll read chapter 48, The Talents.
See you next week.
Scripture Power.